Matthew chapter 5, we're going to go back and look at the Beatitudes and share some thoughts. We looked at verse 3 several weeks ago, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And we talked about when we realize how spiritually bankrupt we are without the righteousness of Christ, only then can we find redemption. We're going to go to verse 6, but let's read verses 4 and 5 as well. It says, "Then after that, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." We see a progression here that takes place, that when we realize our spiritual worthlessness without Christ, it'll bring to us sorrow and heartache. We'll cry out, but God the Father will comfort us. Then in verse 5, it says, "Blessed are the meek, those who are submissive, those in humility, for they shall inherit the earth." When we realize our spiritual worthlessness, when we realize the need of a Savior, when we realize we need righteousness that's not of ourselves, and we cry out in our humility, then we get to verse 7. "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Now, we talked about several weeks ago the word here, blessed, and what it might reference. It might reference the island of Makarios, which we know today is Cyprus, a self-sustaining island where all the needs are met. But we do know the word, meaning happy or fulfilled, a happiness find in fulfillment. But notice the hunger that it talks here. The hunger here, now, means a pinching toil, an excruciating toil that cannot be filled, but it's a toil that cannot be filled, that leads to then frustration and suffering, a suffocating feeling deep in the bowels of a person. Very similar to what Paul is sharing in Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse 12, where he talks about, "I know how to be abased, I know how to be abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed to both be full and to be hungry," or to have that deep feeling of frustration and suffering. To suffer. It continues on, though, here in verse 6, that those who have that hunger, that have that thirst for the righteousness, a state of being approved by God. John 19:28 says, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, says, I thirst." What it's referencing here in John 19:28 is the understanding that Jesus knew that righteousness had come to completion and that there was an approval of God. So when we consider Matthew 5:6 in the progression of things, when somebody realizes that they are spiritually worthless without Christ, it'll bring them to a mourning, a desire of finding something better, and so they'll submit in all humility to God, and they will desire to fulfill that hunger, that excruciating suffering, that toiling, that just hurt in the bowels. And they want it to be filled with something better than themselves. And what is that? That's righteousness. And isn't that why we're here today? At one point, we were all in realization of our spiritual lack, that we were not righteous, that we were not sanctified, that we were not redeemed, we were not holy, we were not justified. Yeah, we may have been doing good things, but what is that in comparison to the sin that we have in our lives? And it brought to us grief, and we mourned, and we wanted something better, and we needed comfort. And so we submitted in our humility to inherit something better than ourselves, something that was not just as of this world, but was out of this world. And so in that humility, we strove to fulfill the hunger that we had, the pain and the suffering that was in ourselves, and we wanted to fulfill it and to get rid of it and to be quenched and to find fullness. And so where did we find it? We found it at the cross. We found it in the redeeming qualities of the blood of Jesus Christ. We found it in his sacrifice, that through him we could be sanctified. We found it in his righteousness that could atone for our sins. And that's why we're here. See, in John chapter 6, verse 25, it says, when they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered, very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate of the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for on him God the Father has placed a seal of approval. In John chapter 6, what we see is Jesus is talking about how he is the bread of life, that which will fulfill us for all eternity. And that's what we're partaking of today, is a symbolism of the bread of life. We're partaking of his body, symbolically. His body that has given us the righteousness, that has given us that thing that allows us to be filled, not physically, but spiritually. In John chapter 6 as well, Jesus continues on here in verse 35. Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. But then notice he says this, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. See, he says here as well that not only will I fulfill your spiritual hunger, that excruciating pain that you feel in the deepest part of your body, but in your belief in me, you'll never be thirsty. See, we are here today to partake of the symbolic body and blood of Jesus Christ, these emblems, because it's a representation that we are filled, that the righteousness that we were looking for, that we could not fulfill on ourselves, was found in Jesus Christ. That the thirst, that unquenchable thirst that we had, that thirst will never be something we experience again here spiritually because we have Jesus Christ. So as we consider the Beatitudes, as we consider our spiritual livelihood, we are here to partake of righteousness, not of ourselves, but the righteousness that we were striving for, that we hungered for, that we thirsted for. We're partaking of that found in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father God, we're so grateful and thankful for this day, Lord God, that as we consider why we're here in communion, that, Lord God, we realize without your Son, we were worthless spiritually. And it brought mourning to our hearts. So we humbled ourselves and wanted fulfillment of the hunger and thirst. We desired not just good, but righteousness. And we found it in your Son, Jesus Christ. So as we partake of these emblems of the bread and of the cup, Lord God, it's a reminder that we have been filled, that no longer shall we hunger or thirst spiritually because we've been filled with Jesus Christ. And we pray that we never forget that and we're reminded of that continually so that we strive to fulfill the righteousness that you have for us. We praise you and we thank you through Christ Jesus. Amen.